Okay, questions for new girls. Take two, because I absolutely hated the first version I did. I should not listen to my own recordings. So if you've been following the threads for a long time, my voice might be familiar, but I'm starting a fresh account and a fresh thing, with a new name and everything like that. And I'm gonna focus on safer work stuff now. But just to start everything off, I thought I'd do the questions for new girls since it's been a while. So here we go. Tell us a little or as much as you would like about you. Age, nationality, blah, 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 blah. So I'm 21. I live in Australia. You could probably tell that by the accent, unfortunately. I'm studying to be a social worker. I'm into games, but not, like, gamer gaming. Like, Animal Crossing. and pen and paper. And I play a shitload of Hearthstone at the moment because I am too poor for Magic the Gathering these days. I'm also really into the occult, so I know a fair bit of cool shit about that that I might be able to talk about in another recording, maybe. So what made you decide to start recording? Well, I used to do it a while ago, and I really loved it, but what's prompted me to start again is that I've been having a lot of trouble concentrating, more so than usual lately, and I love reading, but I can't focus on reading unless I read aloud, and then I feel like a dickhead reading aloud to myself. So here we are. What kind of recordings do you see yourself doing? So like I said, this time I'm just going to be focusing on safer work. I want to do some poetry and some short stories, and I'll probably do some improvs and rambles at some point. But once I decide what I'm reading, I want to pick a novel and do like a chapter a night before I go to bed and eventually have a full audiobook finished. What features, be they physical or mental, are most attractive to you in the people you are interested in? So physically speaking, I like long hair. I like people who wear glasses, and I like bony hands. I don't know, because I've always liked different things about different people, so it's hard to, you know, pin things down like this. The mental stuff's a bit easier, because I just prefer people who are really similar to me. I guess some people like to have partners who are different because it keeps things interesting, and that's cool, but I like to be really chill. And I like feeling like me and whoever I'm with just sort of get each other on some level. You know, things are easy. So yeah, I guess people who have similar interests to me, and I like people who are sort of in touch with their emotions rather than sort of more stoic types. And I like people who are happy to just stay in and chill out instead of always wanting to, like, go out and do things. Like, I'm not outdoorsy. I like my creature comforts, and I have a well-established comfort zone, and I don't really want to tamper with it. So, I guess I like people who are the same in that respect. I've probably talked a bit too much about this, so. Let's move right along. What do you think is your most attractive quality? I don't know. That's kind of subjective. There are a lot of things that I like about myself, but I feel like they would drive most other people crazy. I guess just, you know, for me personally, subjective. I like that I'm a little bit weird, and that, you know, all my shit's kind of fucked up, but in a fun way. Do you have a favourite book, movie, or song? So my favorite book in the history of everything ever is I Am the Messenger by Marcus Zusak. I freaking love that book, and I don't even know why I love it so much, but I've probably read it a million times. If you haven't heard of it, it's by the guy who wrote The Book Thief, and it's set in modern day Western Sydney, and it's about a 19-year-old taxi driver turned local hero going around and just doing nice shit for people. And it goes full meta at the end, and it's really uplifting while also being really realistic. It's really great, and I would absolutely love to read it here, but it's copyrighted, so alas, I cannot. Tell us your idea of a perfect day, or perhaps a perfect date. A perfect day for me would probably just be something like wake up with my boyfriend, because, you know, I'm a super loser. Get up, cook something fucking awesome for breakfast, wake him up to breakfast in bed, go out together, mill around for a while, maybe check out the bookstore or the tabletop gaming shop, get some lunch, go home, and then just do something that we both like to do. Work on something together, or I'll just sit and watch him play a game, I don't know. And yeah, then I'd cook something kind of fancy for dinner, and then we'd curl up and watch something or play something until it's time to go to bed. I don't know. Sometimes the simple stuff is the best, I guess. What are 5 things you want to do before you die? Oh, this is a hard one. I try not to think about my own mortality. I'd like to go to England and visit my family over there and see Tintagel Castle and Stonehenge. I don't know if that counts as one thing or 4 things, but I'd also like to write a book. If you won $10 million, what would you do with the money? Oh, you guys, I'm so boring. I would buy myself a big block of land, and I would build my house specifically to, what I need, and then I would give my pop the money that he needs to set up his small not-for-profit that he wants to make. And then I would save the rest or invest it or something and live off the interest somehow. You know, if there even was anything left, fuck. $10 million doesn't go that far these days, does it? What would be a relationship deal breaker for you? Not liking kids. I want to foster one day, and I want to have, a really big family. So, not liking kids. I want to foster one day, and I plan on having, a really big family. So, kids, they gotta like kids. That is all of the questions, and I think that I've rambled about stuff long enough for tonight. So I'm gonna go, just the finger guns, but you couldn't see me, and I might be back a little bit later with, another recording or reading of some description, but, have a great day, or night, or whatever is most applicable when you're listening to this, and, goodbye.